All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now from our OTC studio in New York City is Ali Haji. He is the CEO of American Tungsten Corp. And Ali, it's good to see you. How are you?
Doing great, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, excited to have you along. Learn a bit more about American Tungsten. I know you're newly with the company, so maybe tell me a bit about sort of the opportunity here with American Tungsten.
Absolutely. The IMA mine, which is, of course, our core focus, is a past producer. It was the fourth largest producer of tungsten in North America. The key differentiator relative to the vast majority of mines in North America is the fact that it's above the water table. It is on private patented land, and it has the ability to come back online to be a producer to the tune of 8% of tungsten requirement in the United States within the next 12 to 18 months.
Are you in the process of acquiring that one? What does the ownership look like right now?
The mine was optioned from a group back in 2024. The payments there are balloon payments at the year 7 and 8, 5.8 million over 8 years. The overall expenditure for us in the next 4 years is quite minimal. However, being the fact that we're going to bring this thing back to production in the next 12 to 18 months, we have no concerns with respect to getting those option payments completed.
Yeah. Ali, what does it look like to get it back up and running? What sort of work has to be done?
We've got to do some work in terms of validation drilling. So that's planned for this summer on the back of the financing that we announced about 2 weeks ago. Once that is complete, we'll do some validation drilling, put out an updated resource statement. There's some rehab work with respect to the portals and their entryways. We will also be putting up some scree to hold, some mesh, I should say, to hold back the scree. And then we start to move towards an updated resource statement in the fall. Once that is in place, the expectation is that we start to receive some non-dilutive government capital in the form of grants. Should we not get those, of course, the market is quite adamant to see this thing come back online. The goals currently, or at least the target that we're envisioning, is about a $20 million capex to bring this thing back online, which, of course, will pale in comparison to some of the larger projects that will require in the hundreds of millions to come back.
Yeah, and then is the plan then to sort of fund sort of expansion of the project through the money that you would make, obviously, once you're back in production? Is that the general working thesis moving forward?
Absolutely correct. So there's a fair bit of work done by the prior operators, 57,000 feet drilled. A lot of it was not digitized. We're in the process of doing so to build our own 3D geological model. We've got rock chip samples from 2010 that we're going to look at in terms of exploring the various areas of the adits and the resource structure. We also have the south side of the valley, which has not been drilled extensively, but does have mineralization on surface that we look to increase our resource with.
And lastly, Ali, two last questions. One is tungsten. Tell everyone a bit about tungsten and why it's so significant and why it's important to have a project like yours back in production.
Absolutely. So tungsten producers in North America went offline in 2015 when the Chinese flooded the market with cheap tungsten. It's been about 2 years since the Chinese implemented an export restriction for tungsten. And that, of course, has driven up the prices. But when we are in a state of conflict like we are in the world today, or we're looking to move towards nuclear energy, we do require tungsten. It's the hardest metal on the periodic table, has the highest melting point of any metal on the periodic table, is used for armor piercing. It's also used for nuclear reactors, thanks to its very high melting point. So in order to maintain military dominance, it's imperative that we start to bring production back online in North America. And the fact that NATO now is spending 5% of its GDP on defense, we don't see the price sort of subsiding anytime soon.
Yeah, and you mentioned there about North America and the importance of it. You're obviously at the OTC studios in New York City, sharing your story of the company around the U.S. It's a key market, obviously, for what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. The mine's in Idaho. The name of the company is American Tungsten. It's imperative that we're telling our story here to our 6,000 U.S. shareholders.
There you go. Ali, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you, and congratulations on this, and we look forward to following the story as it develops, okay?
Much appreciated.
All right, there's Ali Haji, the CEO of American Tungsten Corp.